we wake, hear the birds and see the sun. Side by side our fears are done. Oh, the good times just begun.
My brothers and sisters, there are two ways to do things. There's two ways to give a talk. There's two ways to give a homily. There's two ways to give a gift. There's two ways to write an email. There's two ways to prepare a class. There's two ways to run a youth ministry. There's two ways to do anything. So the first way, and we will use giving a homily or a talk as an example. The first way is prepare your homily, prepare your talk, prepare your class, whatever it is, and say, God, this is for you. Please bless it. Bring down the Holy Spirit upon it. Convert hearts. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but there's a better way. What's the better way? Go before the Lord, get on your knees and say, Jesus, my God, Holy Spirit, third person of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, Blessed Mother, what is your message? What is it that you want to say in this homily? What is it that you want to say in this class? And when you do that, and you're open to hear the voice of God, to hear His will, sometimes you'll get a little burning in your chest. I like to call that little burning in your chest the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So this way, now, you're asking God, what is your message? And then you're going to apply your human reason to His message, and the message itself is anointed. And you will find when you do this, that same burning in your chest when you originally received the message, it's going to come out of your chest when you're giving the message. Let's go. We're going to go into the chapel and see how this works. Okay, we went to the chapel. We listened. Do you believe that God speaks to you? We believe that we're temples of the Holy Spirit. We believe that God burns in our hearts. Jesus said, remain in me, he who hears my voice. God speaks to the longings of the human heart. God speaks to us through our conscience. Give God the opportunity to speak to the people of God. Give God the opportunity to speak through you. We're called to be other Christs. How can we be other Christs if we don't ask Christ for advice? So let's say we go to the Blessed Sacrament. I've prayed. He put an inspiration in my heart. I think, we're not positive. And then what do? I take His idea and then I start with the end in mind. What is God's goal for this message? Belief in real faith in Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist, okay, for example. And then what do? I use my human reason. What steps do I need to take to get people there? If my goal is in writing an email, what is the goal of my email? To express love and gratitude. So what steps do I need to take to express that love and gratitude? So we use our human reason. But now that leaves us with an important question. What if we're wrong? Okay, guys, I forgot one thing. Let's say you go to the chapel and you don't feel any anointing. In that case, you say, God, I asked you for your opinion. I'm going to trust that my human reason, that you're going to help me to rationalize and realize what it is you want me to say. Now we can answer the question, what if we're wrong? So what if you're wrong? What if you go to prayer, you feel like God is putting something in your heart, and you're wrong? Well, we're going to be judged by our conscience. That means we're going to be judged by our best judgment. And if we're truly trying to do God's will, we're truly trying to communicate His message, God's going to bring good out of it, whether you recognize that or not. By listening to the voice of God and doing His will, as opposed to just jumping into something without asking Him first, that is a great grace of humility. So remember those two ways I mentioned? You do whatever you want and ask God to bless it. If He does bless it, there's the risk that you'll have pride because on your own you succeeded. But if you do God's will and you communicate God's message and it is anointed because it is God's message, then that's humility because you will see the grace of God working in your life and you'll have nothing but appreciation. Now, I ask the question, what if you're wrong? A lot of times our fear of failure is keeping us from doing what we know God is calling us to do. So I want to ask you the question, what if you go to prayer and God puts something in your heart? What if you're right? What if it's true? What if it's true that you are anointed? The word Christ means the anointed one, and you're called to be another Christ. You're called to allow Jesus Christ to speak through you to other people. Do not be afraid. God bless you. God love you, and we'll see you soon.
When we wake, hear the birds and see the sun, side by side our fears are done. Oh, the good times just begun.